Murray Edwards College is home to the Newhall Art Collection, the largest collection of women's art in Europe and the second largest in the world, would you believe? The largest being the National Museum of Women in the Arts. And that's in Washington, D.C. The Cambridge University College is just beyond the top of Castle Hill on the beginning of Huntingdon Road. It welcomes visitors to look at the collection across the week. But on Saturday, I suspect there will be rather more as part of the Castle Hill Open Day. We'll be celebrating more on the Castle Hill Open Day very shortly, some of the other events and things going on there. But I can welcome now Harriet Loeffler, who is the curator of the collection, as she joins me now. You have a bit of a dream job, I think, Harriet.
I do. I absolutely love it. I describe it actually as a mini utopia when I go to work on my bike every morning and I sort of set off and I'm working in this amazing building and beautiful garden. So I feel extremely fortunate to have the job I do.
And I suppose any kind of harassment is the hill. One of the few in Cambridge.
Yeah.
it's good to ascend it on the bicycle in the morning.
It's good. But it makes me, when I have a pudding at lunch, I feel it's fine because I've done the hill. So it's all good.
And you're at the top there. There's another new build college which is going in just next to you, a little bit at the fore of the hill, shall we say, just at the top of the hill on Mount Pleasant there. The new college, which is on the side just next to you, that big new build on top there. Is it trying to think of the...
St. Edmunds, is it?
St. Edmunds College, that's right. It's going in it. And that's popping up really quick as well. So you're going to be having a neighbour very, very soon. But you are just a little bit further along if people want to get the idea of exactly where you are. And I was looking at this online last night, and it is a vast art collection. It's called the Newhall Art Collection because you were originally Newhall College.
We were. So we were founded as Newhall in 1954, and then we had a name change in 2008 to Murray Edwards College. And, as you say, the collection is one of the largest and most significant collections of work by women in the world. And we have over 500 works dotted all around the college. So in the kind of accommodation blocks in the dining rooms, it's very much a kind of working, living collection.
And Newhall started with a college of just, I think, 16 girls, very small originally, on Silver Street in Cambridge before you moved out to this new build, which was in the sort of early to mid-1960s.
That's right. So we have a kind of brutalist building, which was built by Chamberlain, Bonn and Powell, the same architects that built the Barbican. But it's that... So it is kind of based very much around this kind of iconic dome and this sunken lower fountain court. So I think for me, the kind of grey of the brick is very much kind of countered by this very beautiful kind of aquamarine blue fountain that kind of is in the sort of centre of the building and with the art sort of all around it.
And you've got a rectangular path there where you can bring out chairs in the summer or in the better weather, where students can come out and relax, converse,
exactly,
talk with each other. All Girls College, one of only three in Cambridge. Over at Oxford, I think they decided that all colleges would be mixed. I think St Hilda's was the very last to become one of the male colleges mixed with the women. But I've met some of the Murray Edwards students before because they come out and do other things in the community. And it seems to be a very... I like the expression some people might use as monolith, the architecture. Very, very solid concrete. It could, perhaps apart from the fountain area, be seen as a bit, as you said, it's a brutal building in the sense of... Do you find it a relaxing campus to be on or environment as a college?
I really do, actually. I think... the reason for that is actually partly to do with the gardens, which are incredibly beautiful. And there are areas that have been left to kind of go to weed. And so there is this kind of softness and beautiful kind of planting that really softens that kind of quite grey architecture. And there's lots of colour and vibrancy. And it's a very peaceful place to be. And then, you know, you're still in this kind of city centre location, but you've got a gorgeous kind of unfenced pond with lovely grasses. And there is that amazing kind of holistic feeling, of particularly for the students when they're working so hard, to actually have that space to relax, to kind of have the fresh air and the space to kind of get away from their studies, albeit kind of momentarily. And I think that is what makes the experience of Murray Edwards and indeed the art collection such a powerful one, because it's all about, it's how everything works together. The architecture, the art, the gardens, the people that inhabit it are incredibly generous with their time and energy. And I think this spirit of generosity for me you feel it when you come. So, for instance, our fabulous gardener, Jo Cobb, she allows the students to pick the flowers from the garden. And that says something, I think, very much about this spirit of generosity. And all of the artworks were donated by artists from the early 90s. And again, so that there's generosity running through why the art's on the wall. And I think that makes it an kind of extremely unique experience and place to visit.
And also, you're set back a little bit. At least the garden's well set back from Huntingdon Road. So it's actually peaceful without the noise of traffic generally.
No, not at all. You don't hear any noise from the road at all. It's a real sanctuary.
An oasis of calm. Go along and see it on Saturday. You're selling it to us, Harriet. I have to say, it's very good. What time do you open the doors on Saturday to people?
So the Castle Hill Open Day runs from 12 till 5. All of the events are free and open to the public. Specifically, we are running a series of activities at Murray Edwards. So there'll be food. We're having some vegan food on offer. We are having a wonderful artist-led activity, which will kind of offer families the chance to create little posies and buttonholes with the flowers picked from the gardens that relate really lovely but kind of beautifully to some of the works in our collection. We will also have herbal tea, and people can come and pick herbs from the herb garden, take them home. And we're also doing tours of the art collection. I'll be running tours and of the garden as well. But it's important with the tours that if people would like to attend, they must book at 12 p.m. at the meeting point outside St. Giles Church.
So you have a limited number of people that you can take round.
Exactly. So you can't just turn up to the... Well, you can certainly turn up to the college and take part in all the other activities, but if you want to specifically come on a tour, do go to the meeting point at 12.
And taking tea on the lawns at Murray Edwards sounds like a mighty fine idea. I will get you... I'm doing other things on Saturday, but I would love to come along one year. It is combined, as Harriet says there, with the Castle Hill Open Day. You can find many things going on. Kettle's Yard is going to be very, very busy down the hill from there. Another University of Cambridge funded and run site as well. And if you want to find out more about some of the oldest and most vibrant areas of Cambridge, the venues on Castle Hill open their doors for the day this coming Saturday. Historians, local experts, artists, musicians, dancers will come together to provide a variety of free drop-in events for all ages. You can pack a picnic or visit the food stalls and make a day of it, whatever the weather. You'll find all the way from the bottom of Castle Hill, the junction with Northampton Street and Chesterton Lane. And that's just beyond the bridge and Magdalen Street and Bridge Street. But come up the hill a little bit, and as you go up the hill, you'll find a wonder of things, including Shire Hall's bunker, which will be open as well. It was built during the times of the Cold War, and you can go along and go into the basement of Shire Hall and have a look at that. It's a fascinating thing to do in its own right. Take the children along as well. You might find he's going to be very busy around Kettle's Yard. But back to Newhall, up on the hill there, Murray Edwards as we know it today, Harriet. At one time then, when the building opened in the 1960s, pretty much all the artwork that would hang from the walls would be that of gentlemen of a certain age, presumably, and past, what, fellows of the college? Who are the people on the walls before...
It's a good question. I don't know who specifically they represented, but I do know that the work on the walls were by male artists as opposed to female artists, which was, I think, part of the reason they decided to rethink the art that was obviously on display within this kind of all-female environment. And it was the president, Valerie Pearl, and a curator called Anne Jones, who actually set about writing to 100 of the most successful female artists at the time in the early 90s, requesting donations, because obviously we didn't have money to buy artworks. And I think they thought they'd probably get about a quarter responding, but in fact they got 75, and from that the collection grew, and it has been added to over time. And it's a really kind of pivotal moment for us, because we've recently just received museum accreditation, so we now adhere to kind of museum standards. And I feel like I'm relatively new to the role, but it's a really exciting moment for us to think about what is the future direction of travel, how can we get the collection better known, and also, yeah, bring in the public at kind of key moments. As you said, we are open to the public every day from 10 till 6, and people can come and pick up a self-guided tour from the Porter's Lodge and take themselves around. So it is a really amazing opportunity to kind of have that access to kind of Cambridge College and to some really extraordinary artwork on display. We have work by Paul Arago and Tracy Emin, Eileen Cooper. So artists that are both kind of very established and also kind of more emerging, such as an artist called Yelena Popova, a Russian artist who did a residency at Girton. So it's a really diverse collection, and you get to see an amazing snapshot, really, of work being made by women.
And if you go online, you can have a little look at some of the artwork as well, as a bit of a tease. There are many of the pieces of art on the website, which actually it's beautiful because it goes on and on and on. There's a lot to see. Absorb yourself in that before you go along, I would suggest. Go to the Newhall Art Gallery pages on the internet. Dame Barbara Hepworth as well. You've got one of her big sculptures.
Yeah, we have.
Out in the gardens or in the courtyard.
Yeah, in the garden. So, in fact, if you're coming on Saturday, you will be, you know, that's where we're going to be having the food and the tea. So you'll see it right in centre stage.
Elizabeth Frink, and you mentioned some of these people, Maggie Hambling, Mary Fedden, Paula Rago, their artwork is with you, Sandra Blow, Tracy Emin, Nicola Hicks, Emily Patrick and Julia Sorrell. Some of these artists are known to me, others, well, like all of us, we could explore. And the fact you're just outside the city centre, but not far away, a little healthy walk up Castle Hill to get to the venue where you are. And it's nice that when you, in the 1990s, went out to ask for maybe just a few pieces of art, you didn't think you were going to get very much. And over three quarters of the artists that you approached, well, you didn't personally, Harriet, but at the time was approached by your predecessors, out of over 100 or 100 women artists, over 75% of them agreed to give a piece of work, which you look after as a custodian. You're still learning more as you go along. And one idea which I came up with when we were talking out in the green room earlier on, it might be a little kind of audio tour, which you might want to develop.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
As an idea.
Yeah.
So we move to point two, and then we can see the next piece of art. And we get that I always enjoy these little audio tours that you can do, and it might be something that you could generate in the future. I hope it goes very well. How many visitors do you normally see?
It's really hard to judge because people can kind of bring themselves in, but we do sort of keep some track of the people that pick up the self-guided tour. That's one way of us assessing it. And we also do a series of exhibitions that we kind of monitor. But it's probably about 3,000 a year.
And on Saturday?
Oh, on Saturday, I'm hoping for hundreds. So prove me right, people, and join us.
Harriet will be there. She'll be lovely to meet, I can assure you. You'll find that other events are going on. St Luke's School Choir will open the day. Colours of Dance is one of the events. It'll be that the St Luke's School Choir will be joining the event for a performance. You can find out more of the history of pubs in the area of Castle Hill as well. Discover where Cambridge really began and hear about the church's conservation trust and how they make a difference in their communities. You can find a full programme by going online to kettlesyard.co.uk. Search there for find Castle Hill 2019. That's kettlesyard.co.uk. Thanks very much for the time this morning, Harriet Loeffler.
Thank you.
Curator for the Newhall Art Collection at Murray Edwards College. And if you can't go there on Saturday, then go along to the campus at Murray Edwards College, just at the top of Castle Hill, on the left as you're heading out of Cambridge, just as Huntingdon Road begins. And a warm welcome will be there for you. And have a look at some of the, sometimes curious, I have to say, but fascinating art that there is to be seen, and all by women. Thanks very much, Harriet.
Thank you.